Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says India and European Union are on cusp of historic free trade agreement that could reshape global commerce and supply chains. India is building a complete semiconductor ecosystem covering design, fabrication, packaging, materials, gases and equipment, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. US President Donald Trump refuses to attend emergency G7 meeting proposed by French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Astronaut Sunita Williams retires from NASA after 27 years of service. And in men's cricket, five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand begin today in Nagpur. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and European Union are on the cusp of a historic free trade agreement that could reshape global commerce and supply chains. More from our correspondent.
Addressing global leaders at World Economic Forum in Davos, European Commission President described the proposed trade agreement as the mother of all deals. Ms. von der Leyen said, European Union is committed to de-risking its economy and diversifying supply chains by deepening ties with the world's major growth centers. Ms. von der Leyen said, India-EU Free Trade Agreement is part of Europe's broader strategy to champion what she described as fair trade over tariffs, partnership over isolation, sustainability over exploitation. According to her, the agreement would create a combined market of around 2 billion people and account for nearly a quarter of global GDP. She said, the agreement would give European companies a crucial first-mover advantage in one of the world's fastest-growing regions. Ms. von der Leyen placed India at the heart of this strategy, describing the Indo-Pacific as one of the economic powerhouses of this century. European Commission President said that after at World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, she will travel to India. European Council President Antonio Costa and Ms. von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25 to 27. They will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Ashish Abraham for World News.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is building a complete semiconductor ecosystem covering design, fabrication, packaging, materials, gases and equipment. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that global industry sees India as an increasingly reliable supply chain partner. He said Google is strengthening its commitment to India's AI ecosystem, including a $15 billion AI data center in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and partnerships with Indian startups. Mr. Vaishnaw also said that India is focusing on the systematic diffusion of artificial intelligence across every sector of the economy. He made the remarks while speaking at a session titled AI Power Play, No Referees, at the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday. The minister noted that the biggest constraint in scaling AI adoption is the availability of GPUs, graphics processing units. He added that India is addressing this challenge through a government-backed public-private partnership.
We decided to have a public-private partnership in which we empaneled 38,000 GPUs, which are a common compute facility available to the entire population. Unlike in many rich countries where the big tech basically controls the access to GPU, we decided to create a public-private partnership in which the common compute facility is enabled by the government and subsidized by the government so that entire population, all the students, researchers, startups, they all get access to it. And the cost is practically one third of the cost in most of the countries.
The International Solar Alliance, ISA, highlighted India's success in delivering affordable solar power to millions of homes and farmers at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos. Speaking at the event, ISA Director General Ashish Khanna said, India's Surya Ghar rooftop solar scheme, which aims to reach 10 million households, and the PM Kusum program, which promotes solar-powered irrigation for farmers, offer practical models that other countries can adopt to expand electricity access and boost agriculture at low cost.
Future of energy is linked with energy and AI, digitization. We want to work with the countries on how AI applications for energy can help bring down the cost through innovation, but also improve the skills so that people can get jobs on AI, be used to bring all the countries together to launch a global AI mission for energy hosted by ISA.
Mr. Khanna said the ISA is also focusing on the future of energy through AI and digital technologies, which can reduce costs, improve efficiency and create new jobs. He added that discussions are underway to launch a global AI mission for energy to be hosted by the ISA. Another key issue raised was financing. While $2.1 trillion was invested in energy globally last year, Mr. Khanna said this must rise to $3 to $4 trillion, with more long-term and affordable funding directed towards renewable energy. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. US President Donald Trump has refused to attend an emergency G7 meeting proposed by French President Emmanuel Macron amid rising tensions over Washington's push to acquire Greenland. Speaking at a White House briefing marking 1 year of his second term, Trump said he would not attend the meeting because he believed that Mr. Macron's leadership role in his country was coming to an end.
Emmanuel's not going to be there very long, and, you know, there's no longevity there. He's a friend of mine. He's a nice guy. I like Macron, but he's not going to be there very much longer, as you know. And I think, you know, I have meetings with the people that are directly involved.
Earlier, Macron had invited Trump to Paris for a G7 meeting after the World Economic Forum in Davos and suggested talks involving Ukraine, Denmark, Syria and Russia. He also said he did not understand Trump's stance on Greenland while noting cooperation with the US on Syria and Iran. Trump said he already has meetings planned in Davos, including discussions with people directly involved in Greenland. He also criticized NATO, claiming it treats the US unfairly and questioning whether allies would defend America if needed. NASA astronaut Sunita Williams retired from the space agency after 27 years of remarkable service. The retirement, effected from 27th of last month, was announced by NASA this morning. In a press release, NASA said Williams flew on 3 missions to the International Space Station ISS, spending 608 days in space, the second most for a NASA astronaut, and completed 9 spacewalks totaling over 62 hours, the most by a woman. She was also the first person to run a marathon in space. The Indian origin Williams first flew in 2006 on the space shuttle Discovery and later served as commander of the ISS during Expedition 33. Her most recent mission was in 2024-25 aboard Boeing Starliner and SpaceX Crew 9, where she commanded Expedition 72. In men's cricket, a 5-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand begins from today. The opening match of the series will be played at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur. The match will begin at 7 p.m. This will be a crucial T20 series for Suryakumar Yadav-led men in blue as part of the preparations for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup scheduled for next month. Speaking on the eve of the first T20I against New Zealand, India's T20 captain confirmed that Ishan Kishan will slot in at number 3, underlining the management's faith in the batter who is part of the World Cup squad. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy is all set for kick-off in Assam today. A total of 12 teams will compete in the tournament, which have been divided into 2 groups of 6 teams each. Group A consists of holders West Bengal, hosts Assam, Nagaland, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu, while Group B has railway services, last season's runners-up Kerala, Punjab, Meghalaya and Odisha. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says India and European Union are on cusp of historic free trade agreement that could reshape global commerce and supply chains. India is building a complete semiconductor ecosystem covering design, fabrication, packaging, materials, gases and equipment, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. US President Donald Trump refuses to attend emergency G7 meeting proposed by French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Astronaut Sunita Williams retires from NASA after 27 years of service, and in men's cricket, 5-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand begin today in Nagpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.